should we go over question two? Because there seems to be a lot of discussion about question two. I'm presuming that question one wasn't so bad because you knew that was coming, or should have. And then question three, that probably wasn't too bad either. That was just whether or not you could reproduce the same type of cell that we've already been doing in class. But it looks like maybe question two threw some people for a loop. So let's go ahead and go over that. This is a reaction between what is called the borohydride ion and chlorate ion, which produces dihydrogen borate and chloride. You needed the hint that was in the problem, which said that boron is less electronegative than hydrogen. That's the only way you can get correctly that hydrogen has a negative one oxidation state. Which the way that you know that is that hydrogen is normally plus one, except when? When it's part of a metal hydride. But tied to our discussion of oxidation state versus formal charge, if you have a metal, why does that make the hydride negative one? So in our definition of oxidation state, whichever element is more electronegative gets the electrons from that bond. Hydrogen can only have at most one bond, and so that's why it's either plus one if it loses the tug of war, or it's minus one if it wins. Well, boron is the same situation as a metal then, because if metals are less electronegative than hydrogen, and that makes hydrogen negative one, then that means that boron, because it is less electronegative than hydrogen, will also make the hydrogen negative one. I'm assuming there are some of you that didn't get that right, and so yes, I'll be thinking of a creative way to give partial credit for that problem. But let's continue on with the correct answer at the moment. What does that mean boron's oxidation state has to be here? Plus three. Because there's four hydrogens, so three minus four gives us the negative one. What is oxygen's oxidation state in chlorate? Negative two, because I already had told you, and maybe you didn't believe that I would do this, but if there was a peroxide, I'd have to tell you, because you all don't know what every possible oxygen-containing compound is out there. So chlorate, even more so, you should recognize as one of our standard polyatomic ions, which all of those ions, like chlorate, phosphate, sulfate, nitrate, all of those structures are one central atom with oxygens connected just once, well, just to the central atom, not to each other. So oxygen's going to have its normal oxidation state of negative two then, because chlorine is less electronegative than oxygen, which even if you didn't have a periodic table, you should know oxygen's the second most electronegative element, just because it's come up so much in our discussion. If oxygen is negative two, what does that mean chlorine has to be? Plus five, because if there's three oxygens, then three times two is negative six, and we have a plus five for the chlorine, so the two balance out to give us the negative one charge on the overall molecule. Now let's get over to the product side here. Let's start with the simple one. Chloride, what's its oxidation state? Negative one. Why? Because it says it is, which in this case is the right answer. Because if you have an ion that's just one atom, its oxidation state is its formal charge since we don't have any bonds. And then oxygen, again, in this product is going to have a negative two oxidation state. Hydrogen is plus one, except if there's a metal. Borate is a polyatomic ion. So if we've got... six oxygens for negative two, it's still plus three then, huh? But that means that hydrogen is the one that has the oxidation state change, which is a little bit unusual. So let's identify that. Oh, now people aren't as happy with the answers, are they? So, if hydrogen really went from a negative one to plus one oxidation state...
Is it Let's put it this way.
How's that? So each hydrogen loses two electrons to go from negative one to plus one. So that means that the borohydride, BH4 minus, is the reducing agent. Because if it's getting oxidized, which that's another one of the answers, then it's the compound that is doing the reducing. So BH4 minus, oxidized, and it's the reducing agent. Then if we look at chlorine, chlorine goes from plus 5 all the way down to minus 6. So chlorine gains 6 electrons each. And so that means it's reduced. And then that means that CLO3 minus is reduced. And it is the oxidizing agent. If any of your answers for oxidized, reduced, reducing agent, or oxidizing agent are anything on the right-hand side of the equation, then you're ignoring the fact that it's only reactants that can be oxidizers or reducers, because that's why they're the reactants. And same thing, if you're talking about what got oxidized or what got reduced, well, that's going to be a reactant, because by the time we get to the product, it's already happened. So all four answers should be from the reactants. Question over here.
I said that BH4 minus was the reducing agent, but I said H minus 1 was oxidizer.
I have to decide, because that's why I put the word compound, which really should have been substance, but what I did not say was atom. I didn't ask which atom was oxidized or reduced. I asked which compound, which would mean BH4. Whether I count any points off or not, I don't know yet. If this was Chem 1A, there'd be points off because they would have been worn multiple times, but you all haven't had the same experience, so that's why I'm not sure how I'll grade it yet. I saw another hand go up just a minute ago. Okay. We're going to run out of time, but I'm going to start balancing, and I'll get as far as I can. We break this up into half reactions. So BH4 minus, H2BO3 minus. So those of you who are still discussing, the outside is the perfect place for that, but those people around you who might be bothered by that, please give them some consideration. So first thing we have to do is make sure boron is balanced, the atoms other than oxygen and hydrogen. And it's already balanced, so next we do what? Add water. So we need three waters because there's three oxygens in our product. Of course, now that we have hydrogens, which how many hydrogens do we have on the right? Two. How many do we have on the left? 10. Yes, don't ignore that we have the located in two places. So if we have 10 here, we've only got two here, that means we're going to need 8 H pluses, and I know that I said basic conditions, but we do that switch at the end. So I'm going to keep that for just the moment. And then we have how many electrons are flying around. So then we have, let's see, we have four of them that are reacting, which means they're going to give off 8 electrons total. Then that's one half reaction. The next one is for the chlorate, which will form chloride. So same thing, we only have one chlorine on either side, so that's already okay. And then we have three waters, which we need to add again. And then that gives us 6 hydrogens. And there are 6 electrons involved in this case. So that means we're going to have to multiply. And if we look, we have 8 versus 6 electrons. So if we multiply the top one by 3 and the bottom one by 4, then that will give us a number of electrons that balances out. Yes.
So how come you went from 2 electrons to 8?
Because there are 4 hydrogens that are involved. And each of those hydrogens ends up H plus in one form or another. whether part of the compound or part of the acid. Again, for those of you who want to continue discussing, the door is over there. But if the people around you aren't bugged by the constant noise, I'm hypersensitive to it because of my music background. So I'm going to ask that you please discuss through me. Yes. No, you had a perfect valid question. I just didn't like all the background noise. I see. Okay, so the reason it's 8 electrons in this case is because there are 4 hydrogens involved. And if you got the right oxidation state for hydrogen, going from negative to positive, then you would have 4 hydrogens times the 2 electrons being lost, which gives you 8 electrons. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's complete this multiplication. We get 3 borohydrides, 9 waters, 3 dihydrogen borates, 24 H pluses, and 24 electrons. Then on the bottom, we get 24 electrons, which we'd hope so they would cancel. We get 4 chlorates plus 24 electrons makes 4 chlorides plus 12 waters. We're going to have a lot of cancellation here. All of the waters on the left up above cancel with the waters down below. All the electrons cancel as they're supposed to. Oh, and interesting enough, yeah, you're right. All the H pluses cancel. Yes, but there's some cancellation. Wait for me to make the mistake before you correct it. Because I hadn't written down everything yet. 4 chlorates, 3 dihydrogen borates, plus 4 chlorides, plus, yes, those 3 waters. But the interesting thing is we don't end up with any acid. So there's no adjustment for the acid-base conditions. So I didn't realize this till I worked through the problem, but it didn't matter which conditions we did it under, because all we end up with is neutral water. And so that is the answer. Now, we only got 2 moments left, really, for class, so let me just tell you what we're going to do on Wednesday, then, because we're going to, since it took longer to get through this, and I didn't talk about, since I didn't talk about anything new today, then we got to really hit it hard on Wednesday. And I know that you got your lab quiz Wednesday, but we still got to carry on with lecture as well, because your exam is a week from today. So we're going to talk about how do we know which thing is going to be reduced and oxidized if we take 2 random things and put them together to make an electrochemical cell. So that means we're going to talk again about standard reduction potentials, because it's those standard reduction potentials that we use in order to come up with what the cell voltage is going to be. Then we got to come back to what the standard cell is, what that 0 means on the E, because we're now going to change conditions. We're going to change concentration, and so that means we're going to have to bring an equilibrium constant into the discussion. So both of those topics we're going to tackle on Wednesday.
How forgiving are you?
There'll be plenty of partial credit wherever I'm able to give it.
Okay.
So.